Okay, welcome to our pre-show here for the 5th of July. And it happens to be an encore show. Just a busy week. What can I tell you? You may be even able to hear outside this studio, because we are not really all that soundproof in the studio. We've got, like, fireworks still going. Now, here's the funny thing about it, where I live at the beach here. This is an unincorporated part of Ventura County, but it's not a cheap area to live, man. I mean, it's, you know, it's on the ocean. However, this place is a free fire zone, man, on the 4th of July. And I think it's because we're next to a naval base. We're next to a military installation. So, you know, those guys go to town. But fireworks are illegal. You're not allowed to, you're not allowed to have fireworks here. And yet, good God, I mean, it sounds like World War III out there. And it's a $1,000 fine if they catch you. And I've seen cop cars out there. I just was outside. I saw two or three Ventura County Sheriff cars cruising through here, and nothing but bombs and explosions going off. It's cracking me up. I got to be honest with you. All right, now, did I bring my glasses? This is the constant question. It cracks me up. All right. So, you know, 4th of July, this is my speech. I give it every year, but I'll just give it again. You know, never is it more evident to me that people don't give a fuck about animals than on the 4th of July. I mean, they give themselves all kind of excuse. Oh, they're fine. All you have to do is do this. They just have to do that. But the fact of the matter is they don't give a shit. Where are we at here? July? Maybe I'll go back to 2022. Nah, I don't really like to do that. I want to go to 2023. These shows, and somebody pointed it out the other day, my show has evolved, rapidly evolving from one thing to the next, and it's so different now than it was 2 years ago. The Bill Witherman experience, what the hell is this? Bud insists on being called Wilson Pickett. What the fuck? One-on-One with Ted Bell, The Arse Gardner Show kicks things off. David G. Hall bitches at Phil for narrating an audiobook. Ted Bell, steakhouse owner and major sponsor, is disgusted. In the midst of a storm of fireworks, Dr. Sadler demonstrates, well, here it is. Isn't this the famous show where he shit his pants? I think it is. Here, watch this, man.
Good evening. This is Dr. Jim Sadler. Phil Henry told me that there was no sense in trying to produce a show today for air on July the 5th. Today is July the 4th, and today, as you know, is the 4th happening. We're going to go outside. This is a way of educating. Hey, Mr. Henry. I'm fine. Where is
this?
Okay, we're going to head outside. You guys, I'm fine.
He shit himself.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you.
Real famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry. Okay, talk about childish. Yep, that's the one I want to do. That's the one where he shit his pants. Ruins it. You got to love it, man. New window, here we go. Start Google. Fuck you, AI. What do you think of that? Fuck you. Fuck you, AI. It said dismiss. It says try at no cost or dismiss. I just dismissed. All right, here we go. July 5, 2023. Real fun. Okay, so what we're doing here is just getting some shows here together, man. All right, so what else am I doing here? I'm doing a owner of Hotwear, a new line of clothing designed to make it easier for women to get undressed quicker. Archives, baby. Go back to the archive. July 2005. There we go. July 2005, July the 5th. 1 hour, Phil Henry recaps the 4th at the beach. Phil goes into this rap about an LA Times article on Corda Slim. Oh, God, I remember that. Fucking Corda Slim. Jay Santos feels that people who blow off lots of fireworks on the 4th of July usually are more pro-war, like they're sending a message that it's open season on blowing stuff up. Art Griego is a retired pilot who believes that local baseball diamonds should be turned into private aviation strips where kids can learn how to fly. He says, it's far less likely a plane from the strip will crash into your house than a foul ball will come sailing through your kitchen window. And while you turn to get more Gerber's, it takes your kid's head clean off. Sure, let's do that. Why not? Art Griego, one of my favorite guys. takes your head's your kid's head clean off game. So this is July of 2005. And then we go to 1999, man. 1999. Jesus Christ, you fucking pain in the ass motherfuckers. It's just an it's a loud, noisy time of year, baby. All right, bro. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Did I already take the hour 3? I hope I did. Download that motherfucker. So we should have one from last year today. Okay, so I did it twice. Whatever. Right. So anyway, and in conclusion, it's a loud motherfucker at the beach. So I have this playlist for Thunder, and I play this music, and you know, basically what you do is you take the JBL speaker, put it under the bed, put on the Thunder playlist, and slide a bowl of food and water in there, and she's just fine. She's good, man. She can just, you know, she can weather any storm. And the Thunder playlist, by the way, has like Miles Davis is on there, Kind of Blue, some cuts from Kind of Blue. What else is on there? I think Wilson Phillips is on there. The fuck else have we got on there? Al Stewart, you know, Time Passages, just stuff like that. It's just soft hits. That's what she likes. Okay. Hi, this is Art Griego. I had it. You know what I should do is have him on the phone, if it or not. What are we doing? Which one are we doing? Now I forget. Art Griego and, oh, God, my fucking, oh, Dr. Jim Sadler.